The door next to Mahmoud opened, and one of the soldiers nudged him up from the floor and into the back with Walid. Two more soldiers crammed themselves into the back seat, and the last one joined Mahmoud and Walid in the back with their backpacks. He was dusty and smelled like he hadn't had a bath in months, and the heat of the road radiated off him and his rifle like a stove. Apparently, they were all coming along for the ride. One of the soldiers in the back seat snatched up Mom's iPhone and looked at the route.
"Use Apple Maps," another soldier said.
"No, you idiot. Google Maps is better," said his friend. "See here," he told Mahmoud's father. "You'll have to go over to Katma and then north through Castel Sindo. The rebels and the army and Daesh are all fighting here," he said, pointing to places on the map. "Many guns and artillery. And the Kurds hold all this territory here. Russian airstrikes have hit here and here in support of that Alawite pig, Assad. And American drones are attacking Daesh here and here."
Mahmoud's eyes went wide. Everything the soldier was describing stood between them and Turkey.
"Go back south," one of the soldiers told Mahmoud's father. "You can let us off at Highway 214.
Dad turned the car around and drove. The soldier with the iPhone scrolled up the map to see their destination.
"You're going to Turkey?"
I went to engineering school there," Mahmoud's father said.
"You shouldn't be leaving Syria," said one of the soldiers. "You should stand up for your country. Fight the tyrant Assad."
Between Assad and Daesh and Russia and America, Mahmoud thought, there wasn't much of a Syria left to fight for.
"I just want to keep my family safe," Dad said.
"My family was killed in an airstrike," one of the soldiers said. "Maybe when yours is too, you'll take up arms. But by then, it will be too late."
Mahmoud remembered the horror he'd felt when his apartment building collapsed, and he thought his mom was still inside. The fear he'd felt when they couldn't reach his father. If his parents had died in the airstrike, would he want revenge on their killers? Instead of running away, should Mahmoud and his father join the rebels and fight to win their country back? Mahmoud's dad kept driving. They were almost to the highway when gunfire erupted nearby.
Tat! Tat-tat-tat-tat! Tat-tat-tat!
And bullets pinged into the car. Mahmoud screamed and dropped to the floor as broken glass sprayed him. One of the back tires exploded, and the car swerved wildly and screeched as his dad fought to keep control of it. Mahmoud and Walid went tumbling, and the soldier in the back rolled on top of them. The soldier had a hole in his head. Mahmoud screamed again and pushed the man away as the car skidded to a stop. Bullets whizzed by, then caught the car again. Ping, ping, ping! And Mahmoud's dad threw open the driver's side door and pulled Mom and Hannah out with him.
"Get out of the car!" he cried.
The soldiers in the back seat kicked open the door on the left side of the car and spilled outside. More bullets whizzed by overhead, and soon the rebel soldiers who had been riding with them were returning fire, their automatic rifles booming in Mahmoud's ears like he was in a barrel, and they were beating on the outside of it with hammers. All Mahmoud wanted to do was curl up into a ball and disappear. But he knew if he and Walid stayed in the car, they would end up like the dead soldier beside them. He had to get up, get out, move. His heart was pounding so hard he thought it would burst right out of his chest. But Mahmoud found the courage to grab Walid by the arm, drag him over the seat, and dive headfirst out the door. They tumbled into the ditch beside his parents. Hannah was wailing, but Mahmoud almost couldn't hear her over the sound of the gunfire. Mahmoud's dad waited for a pause in the gunfire, then scrambled back up the ridge for the car.
"Yusuf, no!" Mom cried. "What are you doing?"
Mahmoud's father dove back into the front seat and yanked the iPhone and the charger cord from the Mercedes just as bullets ripped into the car again. He tumbled and slid back down into the ditch.
"Had to go back for the phone," he told them. "How else am I going to play Angry Birds?"
He was joking again. Mahmoud knew they needed their phones to help them get to Turkey. Without the maps, they'd be lost. Mahmoud's father waited for another lull in the shooting and then they all hurried away from the car, leaving everything else they owned behind.